Tiana Delaney was only 3 years old when she started singing, and 12 when she started writing music. It's more than a decade later, and Delaney has released her first EP, Crying at the Party, which came out May 31. I feel just a lot of happiness and excitement. And I'm just excited to have something out there finally, Delaney told Sudbury.com over a phone interview. The production of the album took Delaney and her producer in North Carolina 3 years to complete. The lengthy production of the EP was due to a lot of back and forth for Delaney between the southern belt of the states and Nickel City, as well as a large setback with the pandemic. I have a producer who lives in North Carolina, Delaney said. So I go there, and we record all the songs there. Sometimes we write on the spot. We can do like one song in 2 days, it's pretty quick. But it's far so. I can't do it as often as I wish I could. Despite the obstacles, Delaney's commitment to the EP created an outcome that she's proud of. Her mother Andrea Delaney was a part of every step of the way during the whole process, playing the role of the singer and songwriter's manager, as well as her biggest cheerleader. And the hard work definitely paid off because after the release of her EP reached the top 10 alternative charts on iTunes in Canada. Crying at the Party is a collection of 5 songs that speak to her personal experiences with heartbreak. It was therapeutic for Delaney to use music as an outlet for that particular stage of life. It's kind of like therapy, it's a nice way to get your feelings out about something. And then it's nice to have people that can relate to it, Delaney said. The singer and songwriter has also performed live prior to the pandemic at music festivals as well as a Montreal Canadiens alumni hockey game. While Delaney is looking forward to performing live again, she also hopes to connect with her audience through her new EP. You can check out her album on all streaming platforms.